The question on America's mind is, whatever happened to Bubo, the golden owl?
Deep down, we all wish that an owl would deliver us a letter or give us advice on a quest.
Who? I'd like to know who.
Baby owls are called owlets, and they look like a cotton ball that grew a face and legs.
One, two, three.
Mr. Owl is just a smart aleck who doesn't know Jack.
Here are true facts about the owl.
How do you know? She told me she loves me. But how do you know? Cause she really lies. How do you know? Don't push and don't shove me. How do you know? It's in her eyes.
It's Encyclopedia Brunch. My name is Tim Dobbs. With me, as ever, coming to us through Messenger Owl, it's Catherine Kogert.
What a hoot to be here.
Who?
Me.
Oh.
You just introduced me. I'm Catherine Kogert, co-host of the show.
Oh, no. I was just having a little fun at the expense of our topic for this week. Owls. That's right. At the expense of.
Oh, you know, I hadn't... Is this a roast? Are we roasting owls tonight?
You know, I don't mean to say that owls are messy eaters, but the last time I had a dinner with them, he ate a whole mouse whole.
That's a very not messy eater. What's an insult that we could lob at owls? Like,
insult?
Realistically, what's a good owl insult?
You know,
hurt an owl's feelings. What hurts an owl?
A larger owl. Sometimes owls prey on other owls. Yeah.
Burrowing owls don't have nests. Take that. Is that anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think if I was homeless and someone like insulted me and was like, "You're homeless," I'd feel really bad.
Well, I'm not saying they're homeless. I'm just saying they don't have... They live in the ground. They're burrowing owls.
That's true. I guess it's more like if someone who lived in a penthouse was like, "Oh, you live in the basement, huh? How's that?"
that would be a pretty good burn. Now we just have to craft it into a well-written joke. Call Patton Oswalt.
Yeah. Let's get some punch-up on this thing. Or Bruce Valanche.
Or Bruce Valanche, who is... still with us?
Still the center of Hollywood Squares, as far as I know.
Ah.
I don't know. Different. I don't know that Hollywood Squares is still going, but I imagine that they continue to do the show even though it's not aired.
Well, that would explain us not really knowing the answer to his heartbeat status. I'm going to call that from now on.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good, because it opens the door for gradations, you know?
Yeah.
Because it could also be like, is he excited right now?
Are they a zombie?
Did he walk up a lot of stairs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, you ever meet an owl? You ever burn an owl in person?
Yeah, no, I kid. But owls, I love you. I love that one time that I saw an owl while I was hiking. It was we did a night hike, and it was already like a little like, I don't know that much about being out at night. It's weird. It's weird being out at night. And of course, we're worried.
What are the things you need to know about being out at night? What have you learned since that time?
I guess mostly you think that more light is better, but while it helps you see details, it also makes it harder to see further. Like, anything outside your beam of light becomes sort of not a part of your world, you know? If it is bright enough that you can make out, you know, details, you know, like basic details without a light, sometimes that's better. And then also get like a bear bell or something to be loud so that animals don't come to get you. And they probably won't.
They're not super crazy about humans, all in all.
Yeah, and we're so noisy,
generally speaking.
Well, so this was the thinking when we were out there hiking and you know, just sort of on edge because, like, I don't know, bears, right? And then we just saw some very bright eyes kind of far away, and I realized it was Sari because I turned my headlamp and it caught the eyes, and I was like, oh my god, eyes! Like, and yeah, after a minute, I realized it was an owl and not a bobcat or something prowling me. Mm. It's just an owl looking at me, being like, ah, this guy.
Your headlamp is so bright. Ugh. I'm actually nocturnal, so it's not great for me.
Actually, it turns out owls, they're pretty good. Their retinas can, not retinas, the iris of their eyes, can close down quite a bit. So they can,
oh, okay.
Many species are totally okay in the day, but they also can do night, and they have a lot of advantages in the night because a lot of species can't do night. So,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Like us.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, if that's the case.
Catherine Kogert, owl detective.
Just yeah. Tell me one more thing. I have a few more questions for you, sir. But then why do we think of them as these nocturnal guys? Like, what? Night Owl, that's a thing. That was a Batman character, Night Owl.
Really? What was Night Owl's deal?
Oh, excuse me, Nighthawk, which I guess is an owl, right?
No. No. They're different birds. They're all...
Are you sure?
Yes. They're all raptors. They're birds of prey.
What is a Nighthawk but an owl?
Well, you got me there. Nailed me again, Shakespeare. I don't know. I don't know anything about a Nighthawk. I know about sitting at diners late at night, like those Nighthawks in that one painting. But other than that, I got nothing.
Where they're all playing poker, or is that a different thing?
No, you don't know Nighthawks at the diner? It's a, you know, it's sort of,
no,
like,
I don't.
It's a shot of a diner like late at night, and it's quite bright inside, and some of the light is leaking out, and it's a bunch of, like, you know, 1940s, 50s, you know, Mad Men kind of looking people sitting there.
Oh yeah, is that what that's called?
Yeah, I can't remember who painted it. Not Edvard Munch. I don't know. Anywho,
like from Law and Order, SVU.
No, the guy who did The Scream. You know, The Scream,
oh,
right?
Munch, right?
Munch, yeah. I don't know. I was
Munch is a detective.
Yes.
He's on Owl Squad with me.
Oh, yeah? What do you guys get up to on Owl Squad?
Who did it?
So stupid. Well, we've had a lot of fun here tonight, folks. But seriously, we love owls. what have you met an owl?
Yeah, one time, very similarly, kind of at dusk. I was early dusk. I was walking on, I forget the name of the trail. I think it's somewhere along the Interurban Trail in Bellingham. On the way to Larrabee Park, kind of near around that parts, for anyone who cares.
All right, zeroing in.
And which is kind of like, it's like a place where you can drive in and you can camp there for the night, but it's also fairly close to the city. Hmm. So anyway, we were just walking back cause there's a trail that goes kind of from the sort of urban-y area. It's not super urban, but semi-urban area to, Larrabee. So we were just walking back. And then holy macaroni, there was like an owl that was right there, just a little bit above eye level. Maybe like, I don't know, 5 to 10 feet back in, not more than 5 feet, like 10 to 15 feet back, maybe in the woods, just like, just watching people walking on the trail.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing?
Yeah. What else?
Where y'all going?
Was the owl kind of pivoting his head back and forth, doing some owl movements?
I think he was kind of zoning out.
Sure. I mean, it's
just kind of staring at dead ahead, and it had these beautiful yellow eyes. I always think about that.
When you're when you're looking into your lover's eyes, you're like, so yellow.
Not as good.
Remember that time?
No, I think about it, you know, if I'm on like a similar sort of interurban-y trail, I'm like, oh, that time I saw an owl.
What's an interurban trail? Is that does it go from urban center to urban center? Is that what makes it an interurban trail, or
It goes through the city.
I see. Well, that'd be an intra-urban trail, wouldn't it?
An intranet versus an internet. But a city is a network itself, right?
Right.
So,
and how does how do we surf the worldwide interurban trail?
Well, it's kind of gravel, so I don't think a longboard would work.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer solo wheel.
Well, it seems like as good a time as any to be back in a moment on Encyclopedia Brunch. Back on Encyclopedia Brunch, talking about owls, those birds that come to help you on your quest.
Okay, what? Tell me about the time that an owl came to help you on your quest.
So I was on this hike, and I was trying to get to the end of it, and the owl kind of looked at me, and I was like, "You're right. You're so wise." Catherine, are owls wise?
Oh, No, I don't think so. I think I read something about them being able, like, being worse at puzzles than other birds.
Oh, poor owls.
Like, it was learning that there is food at the end of a string. And, of course, the crow's like, oh, obviously.
Yeah, because crows are like...
First try, got this forever. Yeah.
Crows hustle.
Crows are spooky smart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the owl was like, oh, I guess there is food at the end of the string. That's interesting. Oh, another string. I wonder what's up with that. Well, I won't worry about it.
Well, perhaps, I mean, you know, like maybe it's one of these things where like intelligence is knowing there's food on the string. Wisdom is knowing you've eaten enough and don't need to worry about the next string.
Thanks, Jenny Craig.
I don't know. Like, I guess I'm tempted to be like, you know, what advantages does the crow have, right? Like, the crow, they're big birds. I don't know. We'll have to do an episode on crows to know for sure. But I feel like the owl comes with so many, like, built-in, like the owl's kind of the Batman of birds. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's confusing. Because I would think that a nighthawk would be the Batman of birds. Or maybe, honestly, maybe a robin?
No, those are the Batman sidekicks of birds.
Okay. Well, Night Owl specifically is not a sidekick. He's Dick Grayson all grown up, I believe.
Yeah. He really calls out that he's not a sidekick.
Yeah, he's the middle finger to Batman.
Did you see that thing recently where, what was it? Oh, I think it was like a movie trailer where Robin was like, "F Batman." And we were like, "Oh, Edgelord, like, he's so cool."
Oh, DC, you guys really got to pull it together.
I mean it just because, like, okay, so Superman... I don't know. Superman's got a bunch of... Because they make up a lot of powers for Superman, too. Maybe we should get out of the DC universe. I don't know. I don't know. Superheroes... Maybe they just don't make sense to me. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is...
I think they're definitely hard to compare to birds, for sure.
Then why are so many of them named after birds? Riddle me this, Catherine.
Okay, who do we have? We have Nighthawk.
We have Nighthawk.
Batman, that's a mammal.
There's Birdman,
which is a sidekick. Birdman, Birdwoman. Oh, Hawkgirl.
Hawkgirl. That's who we're thinking of. There's, I want to say there's one called the Nightingale, but I'm probably wrong.
Black Canary.
Black Canary. There was the one from Watchmen, whatever her name was. No, wait, that Wacho? Was Silk Spectre. Never mind. Ryan Haupt, write in and tell us all the things we got wrong about comics.
Yeah, this isn't our wheelhouse. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, when we're on trivia, this is not, comic books is not our thing.
Yeah, and hey, if you're listening, looking for a science-tinged podcast that tangentially involves me but does know a lot about comics, listen to Science Sort Of.
Yeah, definitely. Check those dudes out.
Gosh, where were we? My point.
But owls, though, owls, is a thing.
I feel like owls have a lot of gadgets, which is all I was really trying to say.
Oh, they're the Inspector Gadget of the Bird Kingdom.
Maybe that's it, because if they're not that smart, like, we know they're like, mid-level bird, you know, they're fine, right. but they've got all these, like, you know, little things, right? So, like, they can see super well
Crows
at night.
Crows, then, the penny of the bird world?
Yeah, or maybe the dog. Or what if, and stay with me here, what if crows are the claw of the bird world?
Oh, yeah, I would 100% buy that. Don't trust crows.
Yeah, next time.
Here's the thing, though. Are owls spooky? Do they give you the spooks?
Not in all the great owl videos I've watched. One of the hard things in preparing for this show was realizing owls are great to look at. You know, they've really only got the two really characteristic sounds, though. There's the hoo sound and the screech. And even the screech is like, other birds make screeches.
Yeah, we don't want to do that to our loving listeners.
Yeah.
Our devoted fans.
I mean, I was spooked out when I saw it on this hike, you know?
On the hike. Yeah. And you were already on edge. I didn't feel especially spooked out when I saw it at dusk.
Yeah.
And I saw my owl.
I will say those barn owls, the ones that have like the very round faces, and the, like, you know, big black eyes, they're kind of ghost-like, you know? I mean, like a...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Like a great horned owl or something looks very, you know, classic and wise, whereas the barn owls can be a little spectery.
Yeah, with their crazy-shaped faces.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Very alien.
Did you know that kind of roundness is built as like a satellite dish, so it like captures more sound to funnel to their ears?
Oh, is that one of their gadgets?
That's one of their gadgets. This is what I'm saying, is they have like all these little built-in, like, oh, they're good at this and that. Like, I don't think they need to be very wise, because they're just like...
No, they don't need to be ingenious, because I don't know, what do crows have?
Claws. I said, we got to do our episode on crows.
Beaks that are different than ravens.
They're kind of big. Crows are like kind of big birds.
Not like a raven. That's like, oh, something's terribly wrong. That's how you know you've seen a raven, when you're like, mm-mm, something bad happened.
How do you take owl as an omen? Do you have any omen connections with owls?
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Well, I'd like to hear your experience and then please tell me more.
It felt, when I saw an owl in person, it really felt like, oh, it kind of took my breath away. Mm. Like seeing something really beautiful.
Mm.
Like a gorgeous mountain vista that you just sort of accidentally happen upon. That's how I would describe my reaction to it. Sort of awe-inspiring. It feels like it must be an omen, right? Because it's so like majestic looking, even though it's, I guess, not very smart.
Mm. As we continue our roast of owls.
It feels like it must be important, but it's not. But well, so I can see why so many cultures have decided to assign some importance, either good or bad, to them.
Yeah, what's like, I mean, so they're wise. Like, what else?
Mm-hmm. They know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. Well, actually, they don't. Again, that's another example of owls being stupid.
Yeah. Owls, again, just using... So I feel like I'm starting to build a sort of like privilege model of the owls. They get the credit for being wise just because they've sort of been gifted all of these things through birth, essentially.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Like, they don't need to be tenacious or,
scrappy.
They're exactly. Scrappy. They're not scrappy because they've got a special face for hearing. Their ears in some species are actually different heights on their head so that they're better at 3D spatial, like separating out where sounds are.
Okay. Oh, interesting. And then they bob their head around a lot so that they can get depth perception?
Partially. It's partially for hearing, but also, interestingly, owl eyes don't move in their heads. They have to move their head to look in different directions.
Yes.
I think that's crazy.
Which is why they get to move their neck around so much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's why they do the full turn and everything. And also, did you know, because if they want to really, really turn their head around, that actually, like, cuts off blood flow, right? Because they've closed up veins.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah. So they actually have, like, special mechanisms where blood will pool in their head so that you get, like, an extra oxygen store while they have to look in a direction.
Huh.
Yeah. They're, like, totally cool. Like, I'll just cut off blood to my brain. Yeah, exactly.
They really are the Inspector Gadget of the animal world.
Go, go, Gadget, very quiet feathers. They have very quiet feathers. I watched a lot of videos that were impressed.
It sort of takes away the quietness if they have to shout, go, go, Gadget, very quiet feathers, though.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, that's why you have Penny around.
Yeah, yeah. So then are mice the cat that sits on Claw's lap?
I don't know. Are crows and mice friends? That doesn't seem right.
Ooh, are crows and mice friends? I would imagine no.
Why is that? Why can't they be friends?
I mean, listen, listeners, please send me videos of unlikely friends, crows and mice, because, oh man, do I not love those stupid videos.
Encyclopediabrunch@gmail.com.
Oh, please, unlikely friends animal videos.
If you would like to make unlikely friends with Catherine, send her these videos.
Why unlikely? What's wrong with me?
Just who could imagine a podcast host and a podcast listener being friends from two different worlds?
Truly, truly, nothing in common.
You ever meet a podcaster you've listened to?
Sure, yeah.
You don't find it a little weird? I always feel like, oh, that's right, this is a bit asymmetric. Like, it's fine. We're all people, but...
Don't meet your heroes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my heroes are all podcasters.
Sure. You got,
That and Detective Munch.
I'm really glad you're bringing him to different universes, because as we know, he, like, the Munchiverse is broad, and now he's also been brought
it's
into this
sprawling,
podcast.
Yeah.
I'm glad we finally entered the Munchiverse.
Finally. It's good to be here.
I think I was reading he has the record for the longest time playing the same character. He's the longest consistently portrayed character.
Yeah, a couple years ago, I think he beat out Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, he beat Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, while we give the listeners a chance to email you pictures of unlikely friends, why don't we take a break? We'll be back in a moment on Encyclopedia Brunch. Gals at and to the fellas, where my pounds at. I know you found that. Nocturnal's about that. Sing it through the darkness. Now let me get a soul clap. Now let me get a soul clap. And let me hear you say, oh, let me get a soul clap. Oh, let me get a soul clap. Oh, let me get a soul clap. And we're back on Encyclopedia Brunch talking about owls. Hey.
Who would have thought it?
Scraw! I would have. That's that classic owl repartee.
Oh, man. Some people don't like our podcast, but scraw the haters.
Yeah, that works. So the let's see, what were we talking about? We were saying that neither of us find owls to be terribly spooky, but they do have a spookiness to them, right? Like culturally, I think we associate, you know, there is something to like ooh, an owl in an old craggy tree going whoo whoo, you know.
Yeah, that's Halloween-y, sure.
Halloween-y. Owls is a Halloween animal, right? You got your spiders, you got your owls, you got your... Maybe that's it.
I would put it number two on the Halloween birds, though, behind ravens.
Oh, the raven. That's true.
Yeah. But, you know, I wouldn't say no to an owl. I wouldn't kick an owl out of bed for eating crackers, because that would be amazing.
That would be cute. They're cute. They just
I would probably also leave the bed, because you can have the space, no owl.
Yeah. I mean, if that owl wasn't, like, raised hand-fed, that owl was not going to get along with you. But I wanted to highlight, let's see. John Keats describes the owl as the gloom bird's hated screech. He calls the owl the gloom bird.
Is that, I mean, so continues our roast of the owl, right?
that feels like it's one of those ones that went too far. You're like, oh, that wasn't funny. That was just mean. You just said a mean thing. Although, I guess if you call the person a gloom bird, it could be kind of like, oh, what's wrong with you, gloom bird? You know, kind of a gentle ripping. Let's see.
Feels kind of lame, though.
Listen, we're not great at roasting, but we're gonna keep trying.
I think if somebody called me a gloom bird, I'd be like, oh gosh, you're a real mom type character, aren't you?
Hey there, gloom bird, cheer up, be a cheer bird.
Well, depression is real. So
which is why I think I could be friends with the owl. It feels like a great like goth kid friend, you know.
Okay, yeah, but not too goth like a raven. Not like spooky goth, spends a lot of time talking about suicide.
Yeah, I feel like the owl has, you know, despite the fact that I spent a lot of the last segment criticizing it for not having content, I feel like the owl...
You're negging it.
This, yeah, exactly, so it'll finally be friends with me. I feel like the owl... At least the symbolism of the owl is that it's it has content, whereas the raven is just kind of like, I don't know, it's a chaotic neutral to evil, whereas
sort of a one note, yeah.
Yeah, like the owl
Poe and
the owl might be a it's kind of a lawful, possibly evil. I don't know. They feel like they have libraries.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of cultures seeing an owl is a good omen, though.
Yeah, it's confusing. I think we're confused as a culture, like as a world culture, about the owl, because there's a lot of the owl's
sure
many
do
things.
You think it means something, though?
They're just weird birds. I mean, I don't know, they got big eyes. As humans, we're really keyed into eyes. They have distinctive faces. As humans, we love faces. They have real big wings, again, because they want to be quiet while they fly, so they take fewer flaps because they have bigger wings. And also all the various owl fun facts for kids websites I read would be disappointing if I didn't mention that their wings also have like a special velvety texture, which makes them cut the wind less. So they So
I feel like now the owl expert would be passing around some owl feathers for me to touch.
Exactly.
So just imagine that at home, everyone.
Just wait till you get that owl pellet later. Why did we pass that around?
Gonna have to dissect an owl pellet, and they're gonna say, like, if you're really good, you can find a whole mouse skeleton. Why would I want to find a whole mouse skeleton? Also, I'm sure this has, like, a bunch of viruses in it.
Yeah, probably not human communicable.
Maybe, you never know.
I don't know. I don't know anything about owl pellets. I've never dissected one. You did, right?
So many times. It's mostly just hair and bones and stuff that you can't digest.
Yeah, one of the videos I watched about owls was like, oh, their stomach acid is so weak they can't digest the hair and bones, and I'm like, I can't digest that. Don't criticize their stomach. No one can. That's a tall order.
Have you ever tried?
No, I don't want to eat hair and bones.
No,
get it off my plate.
It's what's for dinner, hair and bones. You're eating at the Baba Yaga's. When you're here, you're cursed.
But yeah, I think they're very distinctive, and they also you don't see them that often. And so so that says to me, like, oh, I saw this thing, what does this mean? Because as the pattern finding machines that we are as humans, when something is a bit askew, you're like, there's a reason. What's the reason? Hang on. The world must make sense.
Gotta be a reason.
Oh, and also, while I have my page up of owls as symbols, let us not forget the owl wisdom mostly probably derives from the fact that Athena, the Greek goddess of wisdom, had a pet owl.
Yeah. So it's a really Western thing, then.
The
owls being wise.
Yeah, it seems to be.
Yeah. Though the owl in Zelda did know a lot of things, but he was very annoying.
Yeah, that's
they were never all that useful, the things.
No, as I recall, it was a lot of, like, this is how you save your game kind of stuff, but maybe I'm misremembering. Yeah. That and, like, a reminder, you've done all these side quests, but you still have to do this main quest.
Yeah, reminder. Zelda's still kidnapped, so that's a bummer.
Yeah, I'm working on that, Owl. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, listen.
That's a fairy problem. That's totally different.
I just think things with wings in that game were pretty annoying.
Did the
makers of Zelda hate flying?
I don't know. They made that Skyward Sword game. I never played it, but it was very flying-centric, is my understanding.
Okay.
But maybe.
There's a lot of flying in the new one that looks so fun that I'm never going to play.
It does look fun. How will we ever play it? Hey, listeners, if you didn't want to send Catherine photos of unlikely friends, go ahead and send her a Nintendo Switch. I'm sure she'd appreciate that.
Yeah, send me some videos of unlikely friends and a Nintendo Switch and, I don't know, I like English muffins. Send me some English muffins.
How about some owl's eggs? Pliny the Elder claimed they were a good hangover cure.
No, I'm sure that they're endangered. They have to be endangered. Everything big is endangered.
Actually, owls are interesting. They have a really wide range. They cover almost the entire planet. Like there are owls living in almost all parts of the planet. Most species are doing fairly well. And I think it's because they're really well adapted to their environment. They're like good hunters. They fill a niche really well.
Oh, because they got all those gadgets.
They got so many gadgets. Let's see. Did I go through all the gadgets?
Okay, so maybe I should get. We should start farming owl eggs.
Yeah, maybe that's the answer. I don't really know how. So chickens just lay eggs anyway, right? Even if they're not fertile. Do other birds do that? Yes.
Do birds do that?
Yeah, I was just thinking.
Lay eggs.
Do they lay
eggs?
I'm
sure there's an exception, but.
But do they lay eggs even if those eggs have not been fertilized? You know.
No, but I would eat a fertilized egg. I'm not a vegetarian.
We get fertilized eggs sometimes in our house. My roommates pick them up just because it's like the cage-free option that's available. And I really think cage-free is the way to go. It doesn't seem humane to buy non-cage-free eggs. And it's not much more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll eat them. They seem kind of the same because it's not like they're like a grown chicken in there. I don't know. Maybe this is for our episode on eggs.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to that one. That sounds fun.
As opposed to this one?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to not be living in the moment. But I just got really excited about future egg tales.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's all I got on owls. I mean, in sort of the grand, I think it was in our episode on unicorns, we talked about there was a bestiary written where every animal was also given like a meaning. And because it was early Christian times, every meaning kind of came back to Jesus. But like in the Encyclopedia Brunch bestiary, what is the meaning? Like, what is our relationship with the owl? Is there anything there? What is the... I want them to mean something so bad.
Well, can't it just be like just a omen? Like something big?
Hmm.
Could be good, could be bad.
what about this? The meaning of the owl is the, it represents humanity's reaching for meaning.
Oh, I love this. Okay. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. The owl is always about reaching to, you know, to find something that may or may not be there. Maybe it is there. Maybe the owls have something. Maybe
it's very can. Nihilist. Yes. Mm,
which really fits into the spookiness of the owl.
We will always reach for meaning, but it probably isn't there because everything is pointless.
Well, but at the same time...
Happy Halloween!
Well... All right. And with that, we will be back next week for more topics and nihilism. And
I'm excited.
Holiday celebrations.
Eggs and how they relate to nihilism.
Until next week, that's Catherine Kogert over there.
Jim Dobbs over here.
Bye.
Bye-bye.